You are now listening to Scheduling Fate, hosted by author and counseling astrologer, Jamie McGee. For more information, please go to SchedulingFate.com. Hi there, and welcome to Scheduling Fate. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the astrology for April 5th through the 11th. I do hope you're having a good week. Thank you for spending some of it with me. All right, so we are entering into an eclipse week, a season that we've already been marinating in, but we do have a couple of other transits that we want to note as well. So one of the first transits we have this week is Venus in Aries is going to sextile Pluto in Aquarius. Now, sextiles are suggestions, they're ideas, they're something that someone can mention directly or offhand. You may notice a victory or challenge that someone in your local environment has had and learn from it. It's a very interesting energy, but overall, this aspect fosters an intense yet harmonious connection, encouraging empowerment and positive relationship changes. It combines desire for individual expression, which is Aries, and deep transformational energy, Pluto and Aquarius, and promotes a balanced mix of personal passion and collective process. That's something to keep in mind, collective process. How can we all move forward together? Now, another transit that I want to talk about, and if you've had any personal one-on-one consultations with me, you have heard me mention this because I noticed it back in 2023 when we were planning 2024. We have Mars and Saturn meeting in Pisces. Mars is a planet that represents action and courage, and Saturn is due diligence. Let's get everything right before we move forward. So this aspect often brings a focused determination in the pursuit of a spiritual or creative goal, but needs a little bit of patience and persistence. And we think spiritual with this because it's in Pisces. It indicates a time of constructive action, but a lot of caution as well, where dreams and reality meet. Those are something to think about. This is where I am. This is where I want to be. And some of the efforts that you have this week could require overcoming emotional or psychological barriers, which will lead you to growth and discipline and compassionate action. Now, that's all notable any day of the week, Mars and Saturn, we want to give it a little bit of attention. One of the reasons that I'm emphasizing this transit this week is that in September, we're going to have a Pisces eclipse. Now, it's not on the same degrees, it's not in the same decan, but it's in the same neighborhood. So in a sense, there is this desire to go forward, but there is a strategic, disciplined energy saying, well, but wait, you need a couple of more pieces before you can really make this work long-term, North Node energy. And that's going to be a little bit confusing to work with this week because we are in an Aries eclipse this week that's saying, go forward, go forward. So you're going to have a very strong urge to go forward, but there's going to be this hindrance. There's going to be something that feels like a roadblock. And I encourage you not to push blatantly through any roadblocks. Instead, consider how you can apply strategy with courage and end up with not only short-term success, but long-term success. September is just around the corner. So keep that in mind this week, Mars meeting Saturn. If you feel like you have the gas and the brake going at the same time in a Pisces area of your chart, that's what this energy is. We also do have the Aries eclipse, and this is going to happen on the 8th. Now, an Aries North Node eclipse, this one is going to be conjunct Chiron. It's going to bring a powerful focus, healing, and personal growth. The alignment emphasizes overcoming past wounds and embracing the journey towards self-discovery and assertiveness. It's a time for confronting and healing deep-seated issues related to your identity, to your self-expression. The transit is going to encourage you to embrace your unique strengths and your vulnerabilities. Embracing those is sometimes hard to do. And the invitation is to use both of these as a catalyst for personal growth and healing as you go forward. So there's a good opportunity for breakthroughs and understanding how you can integrate internal challenges to really propel you forward on a path of success. So if we couple this eclipse along with that Mars-Saturn energy that's in the same area of the next eclipse season, we see that both of these energies invite inner healing and compassion. So definitely think about that as you move through this week and the conversations and the stories that are unfolding in your life. Now, the next transit of the week that we have is Sun and Mercury meeting. Now, Mercury is in retrograde, and this is happening in Aries. So this alignment is going to encourage us to revisit and reevaluate past decisions and ideas, especially those that we made impulsively. It's a time for inner dialogue, to realign our thoughts with your true self. Challenges in communication could come up because this is in retrograde. It is Aries. We are going a little bit faster than we probably should because it's eclipse season. So be sure to slow down, see the reviews and the revisions as an opportunity. There's likely to be a lot of ideas and insights rapidly downloading, especially if we're working on this healing component of Chiron with the eclipse and we're working with Saturn and Mars and the stop-go energy. that could feel like you're spinning in place. It's also possible that you're getting different perspectives or multiple sides of a story that you thought that you knew all the facts about, and that changes the entire diagram or the path or the thought process or the compassion that you have around certain things in your life. But remember, even though you have this flood of ideas, you don't have to act on every one of them. Write them down, sit with them. The more you sit with things this week, the more aware you will be of how all the pieces are going to fall together and how you can co-create with this energy. Now, we'll talk more about that with each of the signs. Please be sure to listen to both your sun sign and your rising sign. All right, let's dive in. Hey, Aries, let's take a look at your week. Now, Aries, your top three focuses this week are going to have a lot to do with your vitality. That's one of them. Self-expression, your individuality. That's the second one. And three, endings and beginnings. But because so much of this energy is focused in your sun sign, you're going to feel this energy at every corner, your home work-life balance, your partnerships, and every place in between. Now, one of the first transits of the week is Venus sextile Pluto. So this is going to activate something in your individuality, has to do with you personally and the group or a dream that you're associated with. So there's likely to be an idea or a suggestion or an inspiration that you can pick up on, learn from, act on in that environment. Now, the more tense energy that we have this week is more so on a subconscious level for you. And this is Mars and Saturn meeting. So there's something behind the scenes that has to do with both endings and beginnings, a mind and body balance that you're working with. And you have this strong desire to just push through it to get to the other side. But there is a strategy at play that you really want to listen to, because that'll help ensure that you close chapters and open chapters with a lot of good karma. Now, speaking of karma, we do have an eclipse in your sign this week. This eclipse is connected to Chiron. There's an opportunity to heal something that is really close to you. It could have to do with your self-esteem, your body, your self-expression, but you need to heal this in order to go on this new journey that you have in front of you. So think about those pain points. If they show up this week, how can you lean in? How can you follow that trigger and find treasure? We also have Sun and Mercury meeting. So a lot of ideas, getting a different perspective of something that has happened recently is likely. Take down the inspiration that you really want to work with now. This is a good time to listen more than you speak. Act on those things that speak to your heart. With that being said, I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Taurus. Let's take a look at your week. Your top three focuses this week are mind and body, two, endings and beginnings, and three, your allies are your reputation, how you're known in the world. Now let's talk about why. Now, one of the first transits that we have this week is more so on a subconscious level, but it activates on a very public level, your reputation, your purpose, how you're known in the world. And that's Venus sextile Pluto. So there is a heart-based idea that can give you suggestions about how you can co-create with this deep transformation that you've been working on for most of 2024. It's really important to be observant, to notice how you feel when you hear advice or when you're giving advice or when you're learning from someone's challenges or opportunities that they've had. Now, one of the more challenging aspects that we have this week is Mars and Saturn meeting. And this is around the area of your life that supports your network, people that you speak to every day, your dream. And when we have this energy here, it may be that you have a great idea, something that supports your dream or something that supports a group or association that you are connected with, that you're ready to go forward. You're like, we have what we need. Let's just go. We'll figure it out as we get there. And there's this Saturn component that's saying, wait, let's make sure we're building this to scale. Let's make sure we have the systems and the structure. Let's make sure that we are protecting and supporting our future self. And you definitely want to listen to that, because when you get to September, you're going to have another North Node eclipse in this same area of your life. And if you do all your due diligence, really play into positive karma, you're going to see a great expansion of the efforts that you are working with in the current time period. We also have an Aries eclipse, and this is happening more so behind the scenes for you. So this has to do with mind and body, the subconscious, things that you do that not many people know about. In order to do that, you may find that you have to courageously approach both endings and beginnings. One component to this eclipse is it is working with Chiron. So there is a bit of a wound or an energy that you are trying to overcome, a self-limiting belief or block that you've carried or may not even be aware that you have carried. Notice what you become aware of this week and ask yourself how you can follow that energy to solve it, to resolve it, to move forward with the storyline that you are on now and co-create with the universe. Now, we also have the Sun and Mercury meeting in this same area of your life. So it's likely that you're going to get a different perspective, a different viewpoint, of something that a decision that was made rapidly or a story that you've just accepted at face value. Definitely take in those ideas and that perspective that you gain this week that's going to help you decide how you can work with this forward motion in your life. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Gemini. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Gemini, your top three focuses this week are your reputation, your purpose, how you're known in the world, two, your dreams and your convictions, the beliefs you have, maybe even something that has to do with a new direction that you're going in, learning, teaching, exploring, and three, your allies, like-minded souls and dreams that you spend a lot of time with. Now, let's talk about why. Now, one of the first transits of the week is Venus sextile Pluto, and this is going to activate your allies, a dream that you have, and also a teaching or a belief or a conviction that you also have that's taking you down a path of transformation and self-discovery, something that's connected to your passions. This is a good energy to ground into, even though it's fiery and it's fast. Try to listen to the fast-paced information, the ideas, and the suggestions. Notice how you feel. That'll help you dial into if this is the answer you need or if this answer is guiding you to the one that you do need. And one of the more challenging aspects that we have this week is happening in a very focal point in your chart that has to do with your reputation, how you're known in the world, authority figures, your authority over other people, how it impacts your homework-life balance, your individuality, and your partnerships. So in a sense, in this area of your life, you have this striving desire to move forward with something, but there is a roadblock. There is some kind of system or structure or authority saying that you need to get more in line before you take this action, because if you don't, you're setting yourself up for failure and not success down the road. You want to listen to that strategic energy, as frustrating as it can be. The more strategies and systems that you put in place right now, the more supported you are going to be in the fall season. Now, we also have an eclipse this week, and that eclipse is happening in an area of your life that supports your allies, your dreams, people that have that same vision as you. And there is a forward motion energy. However, it is in conversation with Chiron, which represents a wound that we carry but can't always heal, but we can inspire others to heal or avoid the wound that we carry. But in order to do this, we kind of have to face it. We have to look at it. We have to understand that we are carrying it and why we are carrying it. So if there's any opportunity to heal this week, you want to lean into that because you're going to find a lot of success on the other side. Now, you will also have the Sun and Mercury meeting in this same area. It's likely that you're going to get a different perspective or a viewpoint or a different idea about something that you have recently decided on, but also things that have been in place for a long time. You want to investigate those perspectives. You want to welcome in those reviews and those revisions, because they're going to give you a healthy clarity about how you can go forward from where you are right now. With that being said, I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Cancer. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Cancer, your top three focuses this week are going to be your legacy, something that you're a part of that has to do with shared wealth or deep intimacies, two, convictions, your beliefs and new directions, and three, your reputation and your sense of purpose. Now, let's talk about why. Now, one of the first transits we have this week is amplifying not only your reputation, but also a legacy or a shared wealth or transformation that you're going through. And it's likely that from this high vantage point in your life, something has to do with authority figures or your authority figure, your purpose, reputation, there is a heart-based idea that's going to help you work through a transformation that you're kind of unfolding behind the scenes. This has to do with shared wealth, deep intimacies, an ending and a beginning. So definitely dial into the ideas, learn from those around you, their challenges and their wins. Those are going to be great guideposts for you. One of the more challenging energies that we have this week is both Saturn and Mars being in an area of your life that represents a new direction, getting your voice out there, publishing and teaching, but it's also in flow with your passions and your self-expression. And on one hand, you are ready to get out there. You're like, you know, what do I have to lose? I'm just going to say what I mean and mean what I say. But there is this strategy, there is this authority somewhere within you or without that's saying, hold on, let's make sure that we have all of our ducks in a row, that we understand what we need to do, what's going to be the consequence of these steps. So we are prepared to respond to those, not that you should avoid it, but that you have a response ready. And I encourage you to lean into that strategy, that pause, even though there's going to be this urge to go forward, because leaning in now, taking a pause now, is going to support you in September when we get to the next eclipse season, and this area of your life is going to be activated for growth. Now, with that being said, this week's eclipse is focused on your reputation, how you're known in the world. It's impacting your homework-life balance, your individuality, and your partnerships. There is an opportunity to move forward down an independent and courageous path, But this eclipse is talking to Chiron, and Chiron represents wounds that we carry that we cannot heal, but we can inspire and help others heal from these wounds. But in order to do that, you have to look this pain in the eye. You have to understand what those internal and external blocks are so you can work with them. And often when you look them in the eye, they're not as scary or as emotionally overwhelming as you would first assume. So I definitely encourage you to do that. In this same area of your life, we're going to have a retrograde Mercury and the Sun meet. So getting different perspectives, different viewpoints, a different energy around decisions that you have made rather quickly recently is also likely. Definitely see every review or revision as an opportunity, because that's what it is. With that being said, I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Leo. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Leo, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, convictions and new directions, 2, shared wealth and transformation, and 3, your partnerships and your individuality. Now, let's talk about why. Now, one of the first transits we have this week is highlighting a new direction, how you express yourself out there in the world. It could be publishing or teaching, and this energy is going to be speaking to your one-to-one connections and your partnerships. So it's likely that if you really follow your heart and lean into your convictions, those new directions that you're exploring, you may find a lot of great ideas that are going to help you through some transformations that are happening around your partnerships, your one-to-one connections, how that even flows into your daily routines and the dream that you have. So it's definitely important to notice suggestions or ideas as they float around this week. Notice how they make you feel in your body. If it's a yes or if it's a no, that'll definitely guide you to the answer you need if this is not the right one. Now, one of the more tense energies that we have this week is happening in a very private part of your life. This area of your life has to do with shared wealth, deep intimacies, endings and beginnings, and your legacy. Now, there is a drive that you have. You're like, I'm ready to go forward. I'm ready to just to get this done. I'm going to commit to this. But there is a strategy or an authority figure that's saying, wait 1 minute. Let's think about if this is going to support us in the short and long term, or just the short term. By listening to that strategy, you are giving your future self a gift. In September, we will have an eclipse in this same area of your life, and that's going to set you up for a launch. And if you have the structures and the systems that you need, it'll be a beautiful karmic path to flow down. Now, we also have an eclipse this week, and that eclipse is happening in an area that supports new directions, your convictions, teaching, and publishing. And this eclipse is talking to Chiron. So you may find that you have to overcome some pain points to go off in this direction that you're thinking about. It could be something internal or external. It could be a memory or possibly something connected to your self-esteem, your concern for how you will be received when you are acting in your true authentic self. I encourage you to face this pain with a lot of courage. By facing it, you're going to remove a roadblock and be able to go down this pathway with a lot more confidence. Now, another thing to consider is we have Sun and Mercury retrograde meeting in this same neighborhood. This energy is going to give you different perspectives, which can inspire even more revisions or reviews. I want you to welcome those in, because it may be that you made a decision based off what you knew at the time, but now you have more information and you have a different perspective, and it's always healthy to step into that revision because there's true magic there. Now, with that being said, I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Virgo, let's take a look at your week. Now, Virgo, your top three focuses this week have to do with your partnerships, your one-to-one connections. So that energy could be felt also in your individuality and your homework-life balance. It could feel like a lot of different corners of your life are all activated. We also have a lot of focus on something that's more private, behind the scenes, around shared wealth, transformation, and deep intimacies. And then we have some energy that's activated in your daily habits and your rituals. Now, let's talk about why. And one of the first transits of the week is activating that very private part of your life that has to do with shared wealth and transformation, and it's speaking to the daily habits and rituals that feel like they're in a bit of a power struggle or a transformation that you've been going through in recent months. There's likely to be a lot of ideas that swell up from within that can inspire how you can change rhythm or the flow of your daily habits. I encourage you to listen to those. Notice how you can learn from others that have been down this path that you're on. Now, one of the more challenging energies of this week will happen around your one-to-one partnerships, and this can impact your daily ritual, also a network that you're a part of. And what's happening here is we have Mars, this drive, this courage, like, let's just do it, let's commit, let's go down this road. And then we have Saturn, an authority figure or a roadblock that's saying, but wait, is this scalable? Are all sides feeling like they are compensated and they have everything they need in this relationship, not only today, but down the road. And I encourage you to listen to that pause. By listening to this and putting structures and systems in place, you're setting yourself up for a brilliant success when we get to the next eclipse season, which is in September of this year, which is going to be a really pivotal one for you. Now, we also have an eclipse this week, and that eclipse is happening in that private area of your life that has to do with transformation, shared wealth, really deep, connected, private relationships. It also has to do with endings and beginnings. Now, this particular eclipse is speaking to Chiron. So Chiron is a deep-seated wound that we carry, but we can't heal. But the magic of this energy is once we turn and we face and we understand this energy, it actually becomes an empowerment. Because we went through this, we now have this power to help others, or we have a different perspective that can launch us forward. So I encourage you to lean into any healing opportunities that you have this week. In this same area, we do have the Sun and Mercury meeting. Now, Mercury is still in retrograde, so it's likely that you're going to get a different perspective, a different idea. There's going to be an invitation to review or revisit a decision that you have made recently, but also long-standing agreements that have been in place in this area of your life. So I definitely encourage you to welcome in those revisions. Those are also gifts to your future self. With that being said, I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Libra. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Libra, your top three focuses this week have to do with your work, your habits, what you do day in and day out, two, what you're passionate about, what you love without condition, and three, your one-to-one partnerships, and this can impact your home work-life balance and your individuality. Now, let's talk about why. Now, one of the first transits this week has to do with your ruling planet, Venus, having a conversation with Pluto, and this is going to activate your one-to-one partnerships, but also something that you're very passionate about. It's likely that a partner or a friend may give you an idea about how you can activate or work with this transformation and work with this transformation and power balance that's happening around things that you're really passionate about. I encourage you to listen very closely and notice how you feel when you have ideas or suggestions come to you. Those are always an indicator as to what path you should take. Now, one of the more challenging energies that we have this week is going to be happening in an area of your life that has to do with your daily habits and your ritual, the work, the chores that you must do every day. And what we have here is Mars ready to charge forward and just get it done. Let's just get this in place and move on. And we have an authority figure or a structure or a system that's saying not so fast. And that is Saturn. So Mars and Saturn meeting is like the gas and the brake. We want to go, but we know we need more authority, something in place to really make it work. I encourage you to heed the pause. Step into that. Because if you put the structures and systems in place now, when we get to our next eclipse season in September, you're really going to be set up for success. And that's going to be hard to identify and work with this week because we also have a North Node eclipse right now, but it's in Aries. And that eclipse is focused on your one-to-one partnerships. It impacts the home work-life balance and your individuality. It has a lot of courage, a lot of motivation to go where you have not gone before, but it's also speaking to Chiron. So you may realize that in order to step into these relationships, in order to have this independence in these relationships, you have to unpack a wound that you have been carrying for a while. You may or may not even be aware of this wound, but any opportunity to heal this week, I encourage you to lean into that. Now, in this same area, we also have Sun and Mercury meeting. Now, Mercury is still in retrograde. So it's likely that you may gain a different perspective or more information this week. And because you have, you need to make some revisions or rethink some decisions that you have made recently. And I definitely encourage you to do that. There's going to be a lot of information coming in. You want to listen more than you speak because that's going to define the path that you want to take at a heart-based level. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Scorpio. Let's take a look at your week. Your top three week have to do with your daily rituals, the habits, the work you must do day in and day out, your home, your foundation, something close to that rooted area of your life. And three, what you love without condition. These are people, places, and things, even your entrepreneurship. Now let's talk about why. Now, one of the first energies we have this week is Venus speaking to Pluto. And this conversation is happening between your daily rituals and your foundation and your roots. And it may be that someone or something in your daily rituals and the habits that you have has a heart-based idea that can help you work through any power balances or transformations that are happening right there at the foundational level of your life. So it's always great to lean into those suggestions to notice how you feel. They may not be the answer that you need, but your response to it is going to lead you to the answer that you need. Now, one of the more challenging energies that we have this week is your traditional ruling planet, Mars, and Saturn having a conversation in an area of your life that supports what you love without condition. These are children, people, places, and things. And there is this desire to push strongly forward in a direction, but there's an authority figure, or there's a system, or there's a block, something saying, not just yet. You need more strategy before you can make this decision. Though it may feel frustrating in this present moment, I encourage you to find the systems, find the structures that you need to make this possible, because doing the work now is going to set you up for success when we have an eclipse in this area of your life in September. Now, knowing when to push and when to pull back could be a little bit more challenging this week because we do have a North Node eclipse, but this is happening in Aries. And this particular area of your life, it has to do with that work, habits, and rituals that you do day in and day out, but it also plays into your overall health and wealth. There's an invitation to step forward with a lot of courage and independence when it comes to these topics. Now, the challenge is that this eclipse is speaking to Chiron. So in order to capitalize on that courage and that independence, you may have to step through a pain point that you have. Maybe it's one that you're aware of or you're not aware of. It could have to do with your self-confidence, your skill sets, or even finances. But the invitation is to acknowledge this, to work towards healing. Because if you acknowledge this and you're able to heal any part of it, even your impression of it, it's going to set you up for success as you launch forward. Now, in the same area, we do have the Sun meeting Mercury retrograde. So it's likely that as you step down this journey, you're going to get a lot of different ideas or a new perspective about decisions that maybe you made quickly recently or decisions that have been in place for a long time. And now that you have more information and a different perspective, there is a need for a revision. I definitely encourage you to listen more than you speak. That's going to help you co-create with the universe and understand how all the pieces are fitting together, not only in the short term, but in the long term. With that being said, I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Sagittarius. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Sagittarius, your top three focuses this week have to do with 1, your passions, what you love without condition, 2, your home or something close to a foundational level of your life, and 3, communication, your daily habits. Now, let's talk about why. Now, one of the first transits we have this week is Venus in sextile with Pluto, and this is going to activate what you're passionate about and your daily routines. And it's likely that something that you are passionate about has a great idea or suggestion that can help you rebalance the power or the transformation that's happening in the way that you communicate or your daily ritual and your habits that can even flow into your partnerships and the dream that you have. I encourage you to listen to those ideas, to be as present as you possibly can be, because there's some gold in that inspiration. One of the more challenging energies that we're working with this week is happening right there at that foundational level of your life, something close to home. And in essence, there is this drive and this motivation that says, let's go, let's get this done. And there's an authority figure or some kind of block or system that's saying, not just yet. You need more strategy. You need more planning to really make this pay off in the long run. And I encourage you to listen to the strategy, to lean into the roadblock, because if you do the work now with all the courage that you have right there with Mars, you're going to be set up for success when we get to September and have a North Node eclipse in this area. So patience is key. However, it's going to be hard to discern that this week because we do have a North Node eclipse in Aries. And that's happening really close to this area, but more so around things that you love without condition, people, places, and things, and also possibly an entrepreneurship, children of the mind. This Aries North Node eclipse is saying, let's go, let's get this done. Here's all the courage you need, all the ambition you need. But something to note here is this eclipse is in conversation with Chiron. So there's a bit of an open wound or a sensitivity that you have that you're going to have to work with in order to launch into this new direction. So I encourage you to lean into any healing opportunities that you have this week because you're going to have plenty of fiery courage to work with in order to get over this so that you are set up for success when it comes to representing or protecting things that you're really passionate about. Now, in the same area of your life, we do have the Sun, meaning a retrograde Mercury. It's likely that you're going to get more information. And because you have more information, you have a different perspective on recent or long-term decisions that you've made. And now that you know what you know, you realize that you need to make some revisions. And I encourage you to lean into those revisions, see them as a gift. There's also likely to be a lot of ideas because you've revised this and you've adjusted your path. You have a different perspective. So more inspiration flows in. Make a plan to take action on the ideas that really speak to your heart right now. Write the others down. You can revisit them later. You don't want to take them all on right now. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Capricorn. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Capricorn, your top three focuses are 1, your home, your foundations, and this will impact your home work-life balance, your partnerships, and your individuality. 2, the resources you have, what's important to you and why. And 3, your local environment and the habits that you have. Now, let's talk about why. Now, one of the first transits we have this week is Venus in sextile with Pluto. Right now, Venus is really focused on your home, the foundational level of your life. From this heart-centered, root-based place in your life, there's likely to be some suggestions or ideas that can really help you work with that power balance or that transition that you're going through around your resources and what's important to you. I encourage you to listen to those that are close to you right there in that rooted nest of your life. You don't have to take their ideas. Maybe you're just learning from what they have done in the past, and that will inspire you to find the answers that you need. Now, one of the more challenging energies that we have this week does have to do with your local environment, how you communicate, those one-to-one relationships, even the network that you're a part of. You have a lot of drive and motivation to push forward with an idea that you're working on here. But your ruling planet, Saturn, is saying, wait just a minute. You need more systems and structures. You need more systems and structures. You need to think about the short and the long term before you launch forward in this direction. And that can feel a little bit frustrating, but I encourage you to lean into your ruling planet, Saturn's advice. Build those systems and structures. That's going to set you up for success in the fall when we have a North Node eclipse in the same area of your life. Now, this week, we do have a North Node eclipse, but it's in Aries, and that's more so focused on the foundational level of your life, something close to your home, your roots. It impacts your home work-life balance, your independence, and your partnerships, and really every place in between. Now, this energy says, here's all the courage you need. Here's all the motivation you need. Do what has not been done before. I'm supporting you. This is a healthy karmic path. Now, something to note with this eclipse is that it is in conversation with Chiron. So in order to go down this path, you are going to have to move through or take a look and process a wound that you carry. Now, this could have something to do with self-confidence, with courage, maybe past failures or success, or just self-doubt. And it could be an actual wound itself. I encourage you to lean into any healing opportunity that you have this week. If something comes up and it stings a little bit, instead of turning away or pushing it down, I encourage you to look it in the eye and follow that trigger, because there's treasure behind it. There's a solution behind it that's going to really amplify the path that you're going down. We do have the sun meeting a retrograde Mercury. So it's likely that you're getting more information or a different perspective. And because you have this, there are some revisions that definitely need to be made. I encourage you to see the revisions as a gift. They're going to lead you to even more inspiration and magic that you can pull from as you work with them. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Aquarius. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Aquarius, your top three focuses this week are 1, your resources, what's valuable to you, 2, your communication, your day in and day out habits, and 3, that local environment and how it impacts your one-to-one relationships and groups that you are connected to. One of the first transits we have this week is Venus sextile Pluto. Venus is focused on your daily environment, how you communicate, those one-to-one relationships, even a dream or a network that you're a part of. And from this position, that local environment, there's likely to be an idea, suggestion, or inspiration that could help you work with that new power balance and transformation that you have happening in your sign that's impacting every corner of your life. So I definitely encourage you to be as present as you can be. Notice how those suggestions or ideas or inspirations make you feel, because they're going to lead you down a powerful path. One of the roadblocks we have this week is more so around your resources or your earning power. And you have a lot of drive and motivation to just kind of go down this path that you have your eye on, to capitalize on an opportunity that's right there in front of you. But there is this Saturnian block that says, wait a minute, let's look at the big picture here. Let's see if we have a system in place that we can scale with. Is this going to serve us in the short term and in the long term, or is this just a quick fix? This energy wants a long-term fix. And I think if you lean into those ideas and you work with any authority or roadblock that you have, you are going to be set up for success when we get to September and you have a North Node eclipse in this same area of your life. Now, this week, that's going to be hard to discern just because we have a North Node eclipse happening, but it's in Aries, in that local environment, how you communicate, something close to home. This particular eclipse is saying, here's all the courage and motivation you need to launch out into this new direction, to have that independent voice, to be an independent individual, even though you are working with others one-on-one or in groups, so that you can step toward your dream and make it a reality. Something to keep in mind with this eclipse, though, is it is in conversation with Chiron. So there's a bit of a wound here, whether it is physical or energetic. There is something here that you're going to have to work through or work with in order to have success when it comes to this forward motion. I encourage you to accept the invitation to heal this week. And sometimes an invitation comes by a wound that is triggered. You feel stung by something. You said what you said, you meant what you said, but there's some kind of sting that comes back. following any triggers is going to lead you to treasure. So keep that in mind, face the wound, and you're going to find a lot of success this week, a lot of rapid action as well. Now, in this same area of your life, we do have the sun meeting Mercury retrograde. So it's likely that you're going to get some more information because you have more information or a different perspective. You're clearly seeing how or why you should revise something. See the revisions as a gift. There's going to be a lot of ideas, a lot of downloads coming in this week. Respond to the ones that speak to your soul. The other ones write down. You can approach them later because everything is turning right now. You don't want to react to every idea. You want to react to the ones that really sit right with your soul as the person you are right now. With that being said, I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Pisces. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Pisces, your top three focuses this week are 1, vitality and self-expression, 2, your resources, what's important to you, and 3, your earning power, even something that has to do with your self-esteem. Now, let's talk about why. One of the first conversations we have this week is Venus sextile Pluto. So Venus is focused on your resources, what's important to you and why. And from that vantage point, you may gain an insight or a perspective, an idea or a suggestion that will really help you work with this power dynamic that's happening behind the scenes with Pluto. Something around endings and beginnings and finding a healthy balance as you move through a transition. So I encourage you to listen to any suggestions or ideas. You don't have to follow the advice, but how you feel about the advice is always a clear indicator. Now, one of the more challenging energies we have this week is happening in your sign. So it could feel like it's impacting every corner of your life. And that is Mars meeting up with a planet that you've been working with for a while, which is Saturn. So you have a lot of motivation and a lot of drive to just push forward with something and get it done. However, there's a roadblock or an authority figure or something that's saying, not just yet, hold. Get some more things in place before you move forward with this. And I do encourage you to do that. If you put the systems in place, if you have patience, when we get to the next eclipse season in September, you're going to be set up for a beautiful, healthy launch in this direction. Now, at the same time, it's going to be a little bit difficult to understand what you're supposed to hold back on and what you're supposed to push forward with, because this energy is happening in your sign, so it feels like it blankets every corner of your life. But we do have a North Node Aries eclipse this week, and that's happening in an area of your life that supports your resources, what's important to you. Now, this is actual resources. This is food. This is money. This is skill sets, and this is self-esteem. Now, in this area, that eclipse is saying you have all the courage and motivation and independence that you need to go where you haven't gone before. Very true. Now, one thing about this eclipse to note is that it is speaking with Chiron. So there is a bit of a self-esteem issue or some kind of memory or energy block here that you're going to have to work with in order to step out onto that journey in an independent way. I encourage you to step into any healing opportunity that you have this week. If anything stings, take a step back and ask, why is this a wound that I carry? Why is this something that I can't get around? And the more you face it, the smaller it will become and the easier it will be to work with. So keep that in mind. Now, we also have the Sun and Mercury meeting in this same area. Mercury's still in retrograde. So it's likely with all of this work on those wounds that you have, these ideas about where I am now and where I want to go, it's going to give you a different perspective. Or there could be more information that kind of floods in from that local environment. In other words, now that you know what you see the clear indicator that you need to make some revision. And as you make those revisions, you're going to adjust your path. You're going to find more magic. You're going to be so glad that you did the work, even though it felt like you were slowing down when you were supposed to be accelerating. In a lot of ways this week, you must go back in order to go forward. So keep that in mind. Work with the revisions, work with the wound, and you will be set up for success. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I do hope you found some tips and insights. Please don't forget to hit like and subscribe so you can find this podcast in the future. You can also connect with me at ScheduingFate.com. Look forward to seeing you there and next time.